The first step on the road to your financial future starts now. This is the Countdown to Retirement Podcast with Greg Macinnis, powered by GMAC Family Financial. As both a national speaker and published author, Greg has been providing financial strategies, solutions, and planning to both businesses and families alike. Now he's here to do the same for you. For more information, log on to GMACFamilyFinancial.com. Now, the Countdown to Retirement Podcast with Greg Macinnis.
This is the show where Greg Macinnis gives you a lot to think about when it comes to retirement and offers solutions. Greg, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Rob. How about yourself?
Doing great. And I got to ask you, it's coming up on springtime here. A lot of people pull those golf sticks out and head to the course. How big of a golfer are you, Greg?
Not as much anymore. I really haven't touched them unless I go to community events and charity events, but I do want to get more involved.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in your camp. I haven't golfed in a heck of a long time. In fact, my daughters all played competitive golf in high school and one in college, and they can beat the pants off me. So, yeah, they golfing, no, it's I'm just not that good. But you don't have to be a big golfer to know the meaning of the word mulligan, right? What's a mulligan, Greg?
It's a do-over.
Yeah, no official rules. Players usually allow one free shot for every nine holes. If it weren't for mulligans, my golf score would be even worse than it is. We can all pretty much agree with that.
I agree, Rob. That's why I do these charity events, because it's best ball. Actually, I already got to use one of mine the whole rounds. That's good.
Okay, but so let's apply this to the retirement world. We're told that deciding when to take Social Security locks in that level of benefits for life. Is that altogether true, Greg?
No, you can do a mulligan, but there are some rules you need to follow.
Okay, well, first let's ask, when would you want to take a mulligan after beginning Social Security benefits?
Well, I hear a lot of clients that come to our events, they hear it and they say, well, I'm already taking Social Security and ready to retire, but then they heard some events or they had a second thoughts and they said, well, maybe I signed up too early, or maybe it's going to cause me a tax trouble, or now that after listening to you, what can I do, Greg?
So let's say someone says, okay, you know what? I kind of jumped the gun on Social Security. Should have maybe held out, because the benefits do go up when you delay taking Social Security. So they want to take a mulligan. How does it work?
Well, there's two ways. The first way is that, say, someone started their retirement early, and if they're within just before they hit the 12th month, they've been taking payments already for 12 months, they can do a mulligan and do a do-over. What they would do, they have to pay back all their benefits they received for those first 11 months, and then it's going to be like they never even started it. The second way is once they hit their full age, but before 70, they can suspend their benefits. They don't have to pay anything back. They're just turning them off and letting them get those credits coming on. But you have to do it between your full age, which varies for different people, and up to 70.
Wouldn't it be easier just to kind of go back and say, we need to really figure out when's the best time for you to claim your Social Security? I mean, do that from the start, and then you won't have to mess with the mulligan, right?
Yes, in a perfect world, that would be right. Because what happens there, Rob, is from age 62 to age 70, there's 96 different months you could take Social Security. So when people come into our office here, GMAC Family Financial, and we do a review about when's the best time, we have some great software that can look at not only what their Social Security benefits will be, but based on what their retirement assets they have here, if they're going to be taxable or they're tax-free. There's so much more to look at. But once we get all that information together, we can come up and show our clients, this would be the proper time to start your benefit, and this is the proper time for your spouse to start their benefit. So to answer your question, yes, Rob, it would be a lot better to do it up front. And I always get so many clients when we start going through this, and they say, well, why didn't my person tell me this? Well, first of all, I don't know why they didn't, but I do know what I usually tell them is most people in the financial world, what they look at is on your accumulation. They look at accumulating assets. They've done well for you. They've helped you accumulate assets. But here at GMAC, we do complete planning. We look not only at your financial picture there, it's got to be work with your estate planning picture, but also your income planning picture. So we want to make sure we look at all the factors so you have a complete plan so you can retire with confidence knowing that you have the best plan out there.
And if you have to take a mulligan, you can help them with that too, because it does sound kind of complicated.
It is. We've helped people do that. They say, hey, Greg, show us what we can do, and we'll make that process a lot easier for them.
Social Security is part of your retirement plan and should not be viewed as an afterthought. It takes careful analysis to decide the timing of benefits so you can get the maximum income bang for your buck. Greg McInnes and his team at GMACFamilyFinancial.com can help. And with that, Greg, we give you the last word.
Thank you, Rob. Maximizing your Social Security is a major part of your retirement planning because, again, we want to make sure you get the most. And this is not an entitlement. I hate when I hear people talk of Social Security as an entitlement. These are money that you actually put into Social Security, and your employer, if you're working for an employer, put it in as well. So we at GMAC Family Financial want to make sure we can maximize that for you, not only for if it's a married couple for you while you're together, but God forbid if one passes away, make sure we maximize it for the surviving spouse as well. Again, there's 96 months you could do this. If you want to know when the right time to take your Social Security, get on our website at GMACFamilyFinancial.com, schedule an appointment with us, and we will go over the facts with you. Have a great day, and we hope to see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Countdown to Retirement podcast with Greg McInnes. For more information, reach out to Greg at GMACFamilyFinancial.com. That's GMACFamilyFinancial.com.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Insurance and annuities offered through Greg McInnes, NPN number 1204483. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. GMAC Family Financial Services is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.